After the booming success of Fitness Falls, Big Boy Burger was ready to expand into new frontiers. After a rousing victory in the Midwest, mountain towns were slowly ballooning up and spreading word of the coming fast food giant further and further west. As small towns gobbled up the fattening food and were gobbled up in return, Big Boy Burger inched ever closer to its next goal. The jewel of the West Coast. The biggest market of all. Los Angeles. LA would be the next big frontier for Big Boy Burger to conquer. A land of green drinks and spoiled celebrities seemed ripe for the taking, as Big Boy Burger established their first store downtown. At first, it was protested by the healthy fit folks that filled the area. The local populace of influencers and would-be film and TV stars weren't exactly thrilled about a big greasy spoon spoiling their otherwise health-conscious Shangri-La. Protesters lined the street outside the restaurant for days. That is, until Big Boy Burger offered the protesters free food, a sign of goodwill. And around 5 minutes after the spoiled, protein-shake-infused protesters tasted the rich, juicy food, the picket line became the queue for the fast food joint. Soon enough, the mouths of those shouting for the business to shutter were now chomping down on succulent, fattening, greasy junk. The patronage of the flagship restaurant growing so much, pun intended, that they needed to open a second store downtown just to keep up with the demand. Soon, folks from Hollywood began tasting the rich food, with a few even becoming addicted. A famous superhero star even ate his way out of his costume. His fattening belly and rapidly expanding ass outgrew costuming so many times, he was fattened right out of the movie altogether. Soon, restaurants were popping up left and right. Big Boy Burger became huge almost as quickly as its patrons. Dining rooms filled with greedy, wobbling patrons outgrowing their clothes just to get a bite of the deliciously addicting food. And soon enough, Big Boy Burger controlled most of LA. They'd done the impossible, turning a health-conscious city into one gasping for breath just to climb the stairs. One politician tried to take them on, but a well-placed burger or two had landed his newly fattened butt in a booth. It was no use. They were here to fatten up the populace, and there was nothing anyone could do to stop them.